Oh.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's high school football, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here today. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Our first time calling a game here at Susquehanna Valley High School. Sky, it's great to see you. As we've been circling this one on the calendar for a while. It's finally go time.
Yeah, it is. And these two teams we were talking about before tonight, they didn't play each other in the regular season, so going to be very interesting to see how they match up today in this big semifinal game.
Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show, sponsored by Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles right there on Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Sky and I are going to take a quick break. We have a lot to get through here on our Butler Auto pregame show, so we'll come back. Beautiful weather, the sun is out, couldn't ask for better conditions and a better venue for this game today. So we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months, your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time, so act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to have the national anthem here in just a minute. Delhi and Deposit Hancock in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here this afternoon. Again, a beautiful day for this playoff contest. So, again, we'll take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll have more on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here from Susquehanna Valley High School, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. And Sky, we've seen both these teams during the regular season. This is the matchup that we've been hoping for. Didn't know exactly when we would get it, but, you know, I've had people asking me all week, what do you think? Some contrasting styles. Delhi, very good on the line. Of course, DH, very good through the air. What are your thoughts coming in here?
Yeah, we were talking about a little bit before. Delhi, more of that ground and pound, slow the game down type of game. They can still score points. As a matter of fact, they do average 35 points a game, but only give up 15 a game. In contrast, Deposit Hancock comes in averaging just under 48 points a game.
My goodness.
And they give up 21. So same differential, about in point differential, but that Deposit Hancock offense is a lot.
I should ask, you were here earlier. I was out covering regionals for soccer today. You were here. You got to
You're
see
listening
Tioga
to the Tri-County Heartbeat,
that was
WCDO,
the other semifinal game.
AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Tioga took the lead in the third quarter, and then the following kickoff was returned for a touchdown for Spencer, but it was called back, and from there, Tioga just kind of took control of the game. They ended up winning 35-14. I think Tioga's going to have their hands full with either one of these teams, and interestingly enough to point out, Deposit Hancock's only loss this year was to Tioga. They finished the year 8-1 in the regular season. Delhi, however, did beat Tioga 41-34.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of been the buzz around the area is, okay, do we see a rematch again of Tioga and Delhi that we've seen the last few years? This year, Delhi got the better of them. It seems like maybe Tioga is a little bit more beatable this year. It's weird to say that because they've dominated Section 4 Class D for so long, but I think it's going to make for an exciting day today and next week for the finals.
Absolutely, and, you know, talk about teams that these two teams have played that are in common. Another one was actually Lansing. Delhi lost to Lansing 21-14. In contrast, Deposit Hancock beat them, but a little bit different score.
Yeah.
55-54. So that right there kind of gives you a little bit of a difference in the style of play that these two teams have.
Delhi will receive. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial. They are in the maroon with the white trim, the white helmet, and the gray pants here. DH, the white tops, the black pants, and the DH helmet, which has that kind of the royal blue and the white on there, and again, DH in white lettering. So we've seen both these teams. Again, I think it could come down to a war in the trenches today. Who gets the best on the line? Those guys don't always get a lot of the credit, but we'll be keeping a close eye on that today. So here's Blake Fortunato kicking off for Deposit Hancock, and again, Delhi will receive going right to left. So a little line drive here that'll roll out at about the 22-yard line, and you know, Sky reminds me a few weeks ago when we had DH and BG and they onside kicked it to start the game. You never know what kind of trickery the Eagles will have in their bag.
And you saw Delhi when they were lining up to return that kick. They started in close and waited for DH to spread out. They've definitely seen that on tape. And you mentioned the game in the trenches. Something else that this game may come down to, we saw both these teams, but especially Delhi, was the kicking game. The special teams play will be very, very crucial, I think, in this game, whether it be an actual field goal where they can't go for it, or just some big play on special teams, because when we covered Delhi when they played Spencer, that kicking game was crucial.
Yeah, both these teams have a good kicking game, which is rare to see in 2024 for sure. Here's a handoff, Delhi on a 1st and 10 to the outside. Good running there for Ian Johnson. We'll see a heavy dose of Johnson and Cook today, kind of that two-headed monster for DA. Good for about 9 yards there for the Bulldogs.
I'm curious to see what the attack is here for both teams, especially early on. They hadn't played each other, so where are the strengths and weaknesses for both teams on offense and defense?
You know, when we saw Delhi, we saw them against Spencer Minette and Kander at DA about middle of the season. Boy, just a heavy dose. They really like to establish the run early. Here's a 2nd and 1 for Delhi. They're going to hand it off. They go to Cook up the middle, pushing the pile forward onto that Sabres logo there, and he's brought down. Moved the chains, though, after a gain of about 3 or 4 on the play. And so a good opening possession here for Delhi. Moved the chains. And, you know, Sky, how much is just settling in when you get into one of these playoff games and just kind of making it a normal day at the office?
You know, it's funny. You ask about the nerves. I think that was actually part of the Tioga issue early on, potentially, because they had so many guys back last year, and this year was completely new. But this is a playoff game. So early on, you kind of have to treat it like it is a regular game, but it's not.
Fumble here, and it's going to be falling on there by Delhi. Is Zach Cornell, the QB, just not really a clean exchange on the snap, but he's wisely able to fall on it, and really no harm lost there, maybe a yard. And so about a 2nd and 10, 2nd and 11 here from midfield at DA going right to left.
And I'm going to be curious because the only game we did of Delhi was against Spencer, and Spencer's defense just showed a great performance against Tioga in the game I just watched. So, you know, we know that Delhi's offense can score, but how are they going to attack Deposit's defense?
Second down and 11 here for DA at midfield. And they'll look to drop back and throw to the right side. Cornell scrambling on the run, throws, and this one will be incomplete, out of bounds. And, Sky, one of the things that I think is a strength here for DA in that secondary, boy, they got athletes everywhere back there that can really roam. Grayson Thomas, Jeremiah Diaz, some guys that can really cover some ground back there.
And we saw when we covered them before earlier in the year, when they really want to play pass coverage, they'll put Fortunato out there and just have him basically play center field, free safety, and go wherever he sees the ball going. But you mentioned those athletes for DH. They have a crazy amount of them, and that shows both on offense and defense.
Yeah, they really do. It's an athletic team like we haven't seen in the area for a while here for DH. Third down and long. DA wants to run to the outside. They pick up a couple with Ian Johnson, but fourth down coming here at midfield. Good coverage there on the outside by the Deposit Hancock defense with Daniel Baker. Came over, made sure he couldn't turn the corner. So we are about 10:30 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals between Delhi and Deposit Hancock. Glad to have you along here. This will be a 4th and 6 for DA. Again, live from Sus Valley High School today. We haven't done a game here before, so this is exciting for us. The championship game will be at JC next week. And so it looks like Delhi going to be punting this one away. They don't want to take the gamble. It's a sky-high kind of sidewinding punt. Takes a good Bulldogs bounce down to about the 15, and that's where the Eagles will take over here. With 10.5 to go in the first quarter, we are scoreless as the DH defense with the big stop there. DA did get the one first down. Then the Eagles were able to stop them on defense. And so nicely done there by the Eagles defense. And now we'll see what Blake Fortunato can do. This is a team that loves to throw the ball. And again, as you said, Sky, 48 points a game.
Yeah, it's a high-power offense. And I've got to imagine Delhi has been watching a lot of film. And they may have had an extra week's worth of film to study because, as we know, they did not play last week.
Fortunato tries to little QB, no, a handoff, excuse me, to the left side. Really nowhere to go for the Eagles as Noah Bass comes up for a gain of 1, I would say. 10:15 to go here, first quarter. We are scoreless. Eagles getting their first look today, going left to right. Again, the white tops, the black pants, and the black and the blue helmets. Delhi on the other side in the maroon tops, the gray pants, and the white trim with the white helmets.
And you wonder if the not playing a game last week has any impact on how ready they are to go this week.
Yeah, it's a long layoff as here is Fortunato, scrambles, has to come out of the pocket and has nowhere to go. He's met by a host of Bulldogs that bring him down. Nicely done there by Delhi. With 9:45 to go in the first quarter, we are scoreless. And, you know, just talking to a lot of the Delhi coaching staff, they know that they have to keep a very close eye on Blake Fortunato. So I wouldn't doubt that a couple of guys have that full-on assignment of watch him no matter where he goes, whether he has the ball or not.
And a guy like him's tough because he can beat you through the air as well. So even though, you know, sometimes, you know, you got quarterbacks where we got to not allow them to escape the pocket, you know, get outside, stuff like that, his main option actually is his arm, and that he's such a good athlete to where he can beat you with his legs as well.
3rd and 9 coming up for the Eagles, going left to right. Fortunato, a little pitch to the outside, gets it back to Bath, and he's tripped up. A great stop there on the edge by Adam Cook with a shoestring tackle. And so 4th down as the Eagles, boy, maybe got 2 yards on that whole series, and now they'll have to punt it away from deep in their own end.
What a great play. They ran a little option. They pitched it out to him, but the Delhi defense was right there to make that stop, and a loss of about 4 or 5 on the play there.
Coming up on 8.5 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. The snap is low on the punt, and they run to the outside, and there's nowhere to go. That ball's on the ground. Delhi had it for a second. DH falls on it here. Haven't seen any sort of an official signal yet. Boy, that was kind of a chaotic play as the punter had nowhere to go, and then the ball was loose.
So where this is going to, they're signaling Delhi.
Delhi's got the ball on the 15-yard line deep in DH territory.
So where that was going to get interesting was if they deemed Delhi to actually have possession of the ball. If they had possession of it and lost it, go back to DH, but they deemed that they didn't actually have full possession.
So 8.5 to go first quarter, and so the low snap on the punt Boy, that was a tough one. And they tried to run to the outside to escape and get some room, but really had nowhere to go. Ball popped free, and Delhi, Johnny on the spot. They'll have it at the 15-yard line. Cornell under center. Hands it off. Little run between the tackles here for Johnson. And good up the middle for about five. What a break here early. And you said it, Sky. These special teams, you know, type of plays, how are they going to play into this game? And that's our first look at it right there.
We've already seen two punts today. And I can tell you, in the first game, we didn't see that many punts. However, though, we've seen two punts. Delhi pinned them deep. And then, flip side, they had a great coverage on the punt there with a little mishap, and now setting themselves up with great field position.
Hand off here. They try to go to Cook, but he's met at the line there by the DH defense, crashing through. They were able to bring him down. Nowhere to go. Looked like Lucas Barnes was in on that tackle. Isilon was in there as well. So this DH defense trying to hold strong here. This is going to be third and five. Delhi's on the DH 10 after a sloppy punt. Goes back to the Bulldogs. 7.5 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
And curious here, if they don't pick up enough yards to where they feel comfortable going for the fourth down, do we see an early field goal attempt?
Yeah, that's a great point. Here on third down, let's see what the Bulldogs do. Another pitch to the outside. They got some running room. Johnson going for the pylon. Dives. He's going to be a little short, but he's brought down at the one. But this is great field position here for the Bulldogs. And they do move the chains on that. They were able to pick up that first down. So it's going to be a first and goal with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Also glad to have you along on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU, as always. Cornell under center, looking like he wants the QB sneak. It pushes the pile forward. Did he get enough? Haven't had a signal yet here for the Bulldogs. And, yes, he's in. Six on the board here for Delhi with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. The Bulldogs punch it in. And so they take advantage of that turnover by DH. And a great job here by the Bulldogs. And we'll see what they decide to do here, Sky. We've seen them go for two. We've seen them kick throughout the season. Looks like they will be kicking.
And that's a great job there by Delhi, capitalizing on the mistake there from deposit early on, getting points on the board. They know they're going to have to in this game, most likely, with how many points DH scores.
Here's the snap. The extra point is up and good for Lucas Nealis. And Delhi takes a 7-0 lead here over deposit Hancock with 7:05 to go in the first quarter here on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Did he get it?
And welcome back. And the ball on the kickoff here tipped out of bounds. We were joking during the break. Would Delhi try something funky here with a little onside kick? Sky, what'd you see?
So they tried to do a little placement kick, which we saw them do against Spencer, and they almost placed it perfectly, but great job by the deposit receiving team and the player in particular getting over there, because number two for Delhi was almost right there to get the ball.
That ball floats for so long. Nealis is able to hang it up there, and that one was a dangerous territory there for DH, but they're able to grab it, and they will have it here at the 39-yard line. So it's Delhi 7, DH nothing, 7 minutes to go first quarter.
Now, Nate, in the very first game, I'm not joking, a guy must have had some backspin on the ball because it hit the sideline, basically, and went back into play.
Hand off here to Barnes, escapes a tackle in the backfield, and he's able to pick up a good chunk of change here near midfield before he's tackled. And I think that's the key for DH, establish the run with Barnes, and then the passing game could open from there. So that's going to be a first down. He did pick up 10 here at midfield as DH goes left to right. Again, 7-0 lead for Delhi with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
And everyone knows that DH can throw the ball, but as you said, establishing the run might open up the pass even more for them. We know they have the athletes, so establish that run early on, get some yards, and that'll open everything else up.
All right, Fortunato with a first down under his belt. He's under center, wants to hand it off. No, drops back to pass. It's a slant over the middle, complete. Good for another first down. Rifles it in there to Grayson Thomas and move the chains. And that's where DH, in my opinion, is so dangerous. Those little slants across the middle, they have fast, speedy guys. A lot of yak yards that are, up for grabs there.
And like you said, a little play-action pass. We're going to show the run, get the defense to bite up just enough, gives a little bit more of an angle there, a little more room for Fortunato to complete that pass.
6.5 to go, first quarter, Delhi 7, DH nothing. It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, live here from Sus Valley. We're glad to have you along. As the sun sets, it's been a great day around the area for local high school sports. We'll talk about that during halftime. As a handoff here to Barnes, sliding forward, sneakily kind of picked up about 4 or 5 yards there. Boy, yeah, it's been a busy day. We've had field hockey regionals, soccer regionals, a full slate of sectionals for football, sectionals for volleyball. Certainly a busy day if you're trying to keep up with all the scores around the area. So this will be a second down and about 6 for DH there. Driving into Delhi territory, ball at the 33, going left to right. Two wide receivers split to the right, Fortunato under center with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Man in motion from right to left. They'll hand it right off to him, a sweep to the left side. They're going to pick up the first down and more. And this is going to be a DH touchdown in untouched off the corner for Grayson Thomas. And DH showing why they're here, and they're a dangerous squad.
Wow.
I don't know how he turned that corner.
The funny part about that, when he went in motion, he got the handoff. He actually had to slow down because his lead blocker wasn't even there enough. So I was like, he basically got stopped by his own guy, and then he just turned the jets on, and then he was gone.
Fortunato's going to come in for the extra point with 5:37 to go in the first quarter. We might have a shootout on our hands here. We'll see. And waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Fortunato with the boot, and that one is up and through. So we got a 7-7 ball game here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, live from Sus Valley. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied at 7. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Excuse me. Jim Tomeo is our producer back at the studio in Sydney. Always glad to have Jim along running the controls. So we're tied at 7, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Sky, we got a good one, I'd say.
We do, and this is probably what we're going to see a lot more of over the next rest of this quarter and the other three.
Fortunato will do the kickoff duties, and again, you never know with these two teams. They love the trickery, and this time Fortunato's going to boot it deep. And Delhi will receive back at the 10-yard line and look to bring it out as they go right to left. Across the 20, 25, 30, breaking a couple of tackles out to the 35. A nice run back here for Delhi. Great job by Ivan Richardson, working his way through a couple of missed tackles for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, gets it out to the 36-yard line. It's a very nice return there after the ball looked like it was going to go over his head, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he had to backtrack all the way to the 10 to get that. So really gives the Bulldogs a nice field position.
And what a weapon to have your kicker as the quarterback as a kicker, and he can kick like that, too.
So the Bulldogs will set up here in a 7-7 ball game deep in the first quarter. Cornell will hand off, goes to Cook through the tackles, breaking a couple, and he's going to get about 9 or 10 yards out to midfield. And as we've seen throughout the season, Delhi doing a great job on the run and picking up a lot of yards between their two running backs, Johnson and Cook.
Enough for a first down there.
Yeah, picks up the first down. And, you know, I wasn't sure coming in, but, I mean, so far this has shootout potential.
It does. We're talking about, you know, the defensive part of Delhi and stuff, but they can put points up too. So we might have a high-scoring fun one here.
Cornell hands off to Cook, but this time the Eagles will push them back as they get that push at the line. And a gang of DH tacklers able to bring him down. Looked like Noah Bass was in there to hit him first. So Cook nowhere to go. 4:50 to go, first quarter, 7-7 between Delhi and Deposit Hancock here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner will get Tioga in the championship game next week. We're unsure yet if that game will be Friday or Saturday. It will be at Johnson City. Cornell under center, one wide receiver split to each side. He's going to go right back to the running game with Johnson, and he drags a tackler out to midfield into DH territory at the 48. Connor Mills on the tackle for the Eagles.
Tackled by Connor Mills there from DH.
So coming up now on 4 minutes to go, first quarter again, tied 7-7. Glad to have you. And, boy, just back and forth here, but Delhi, a big commitment to running the ball as usual.
Yeah, and I expect them to do that because sometimes the best defense is not, you know, having to play it. And if they can drain the clock, keep their offense on the field, they don't have to try to stop DH as often.
Here is Delhi with a third down and about six to go. A sweep to the right side with Johnson. He's got the first down, and he steps out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. Converting third downs is going to be key today, and they do it right there. Well done there by Johnson. 3:45 to go, first quarter, tied 7-7. Looks like we have an injured Deposit Hancock player on the far side, so we'll step away here for just a minute. But again, tied 7-7 in the sectional semifinals between Delhi and DH football on WCDO. Stay tuned.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, injured player bounced right back up. It was Grayson Thomas who had just scored that touchdown. Wasn't sure if it was a cramp or anything, but he was able to bounce right back up. Here is a first down for Delhi to the outside. Another run with Johnson, I believe. Forrest, I couldn't see if it was Johnson or Cook, but they pick up about 5 yards. So second down and five coming up is Delhi is into DH territory, down to the 32. 3:25 to go, first quarter, tied 7-7. We're glad to have you listening here tonight on WCDO. And so this will be a second down and five for the Bulldogs, going right to left. Again, in the maroon with the gray and white tonight. They'll hand off and breaking a couple of tacklers. Here's Cook dragging forward down to the 10-yard line, finally brought down by the DH defense with Tyler Persbacher. But, boy, a great second push there by Cook, and the double-headed monster continues to really roll here for the Bulldogs.
It really is a two-headed monster. You kind of know who's going to get it, but it's just a matter of actually stopping it, which is sometimes the most frustrating part of it. You know it's going to be one of the two, but we got to still stop it.
And they're similar size backs. It's not like one's, you know, big and lumbering and the other is, you know, small and quick. It's two smaller, quick running backs, but they get the job done as they'll go to Johnson up the middle again, down to the 10, and he's brought down inside the 10, close to the 5. So Delhi knocking on the door again here with 2:25 to go first quarter. Again, winner will get Tioga, who defeated Spencer Vanette and Kander 35-14 earlier today. Game was 14 all at the half, but Tioga working their magic to pull away.
I was really impressed by the way Spencer played today. I really was. I wasn't sure. The final score doesn't show really how close that game was, but it was a great first game, and I expect the championship game to be great as well.
Second down, Johnson up the middle here, and Delhi with a strong focus on hitting the middle of that line, and this is going to be very close to a first down. Yeah, he's got it, so it's going to be first and goal to go here for the Bulldogs. And I wonder if Delhi said, hey, we think that we can win this game at the line, and we're going to go at DH early and often.
Yeah, I got here in my notes. It took about a minute and a half for Deposit Hancock to score their first, you know, touchdown that last possession. Delhi here trying to take a little bit of time, keep that DH offense off the field.
Yeah, that's another great point is, you know, if you can keep them off the field, they're not putting up those points. Speaking of points, here's a touchdown for DA as the Bulldogs run it off the right side to put six more on the board with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. And that's Adam Cook finding pay dirt here for the Bulldogs.
But if we keep scoring like this, it doesn't matter. We're going to be in a shootout.
Yeah, DA much more methodical down the field. Deposit Hancock looking to do it as quickly as they can. Nealis on for the extra point. Snap is a little low, but the hold is good, and it's up and through. And so it is 14-7 now. Delhi on top of Deposit Hancock in the sectional semifinals here for Class D. Minute and a half to go in the first on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter here from Susquehanna Valley High School. Section 4, Class D football semifinals, and Delhi now leading Deposit Hancock 14-7. These two teams that play all their other sports in the MAC, so these guys very familiar with one another. Off to a good start here, and this is a game we've been wanting to see. They were in the different divisions this year for Class D and Section 4, and everybody talked about it all year. You know, that DH division was very good with Tioga and Spencer and Bainbridge-Guilford, very tough. Delhi in control of their division pretty much the whole season. High kick for the Bulldogs will be fielded by DH back at their own 15. Bringing it out, going left to right is Connor Mills. Left side, Mills is dragged down at about the 36-yard line. And again, some more shifty running from the Eagles with a buck 27 to go here first quarter. And so DH going back to work. And we saw Sky on their last possession that they really kind of, you know, I thought that first one trying to settle in a little bit last time. Throwing it across the middle, got the running game going. Eagles seemed to settle in a little bit.
Yeah, they did, and they had a little bit more room to operate. The first time they had it, they were kind of close to the end zone. That might have made a little bit more nerve-wracking as well. But that last possession, we saw that DH offense like we normally do.
Here's Fortunato under center. Drops back, wants to throw deep. He's got a guy down the right side and just overthrows the outstretched hands there of Grayson Thomas. Boy, if he catches that, he might be in for six. Overthrew him by just about a yard.
He had him, too. What a ball that was, too. And that's one he's going to want back. But that right there shows the downfield pressure that this offense can get. They would have one play and a touchdown there if that was complete.
I mean, good coverage by Delhi. They had two guys back there. But Blake put that ball where really only his guy was going to be able to get it. A beautiful throw. Of course, he's a SUNY Brockport baseball commit. He'll be heading there next year as baseball is his number one sport. Hand off, and nobody is fooled. Rocco Schnabel comes busting through the line to bring down Barnes with a tough tackle. And now third and long for the Eagles on their own 38. So 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Delhi on top 14-7.
And if Delhi can keep those plays contained, it'll make it a little bit easier because now you're in third and long. And, you know, if you think of the traditional football mindset, this is more of a passing down, especially for a team that likes to pass. So we can have our defense think pass a little bit more as opposed to playing up and stopping either one.
Yeah, these third and longs can be deadly. You've got to be careful with these. If you're the Eagles, they pitch to the outside. Boy, this play is going backwards and nowhere to go. Noah Bass is brought down, and the Bulldogs force a fourth down. Great job as they really brought the house with the pressure. Yeah, Adam Cook came bursting through to make a tackle for loss. Fourth down coming up in about fourth and 13. DH is going to have to punt it away, and we saw last time they had a punt, they had some trouble. Coming down to 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter, so I think looks like the Eagles are just going to let this run off here. So that's going to do it for the first quarter. Delhi 14, Deposit Hancock 7, Section 4 Class D football semis We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter here live from Sus Valley High School, Section 4 Class D football semifinals. It's Delhi 14, Deposit Hancock 7, and the Eagles punting it away here on fourth down as we switch ends of the field. A good punt here by the Eagles. A good boom, and it takes an Eagles bounce all the way down to about the...
punt.
Yeah, about the Delhi 16. That's going to help you and your defense have a little room to work with.
That was a great punt right there, Nate. After not being able to even get it off the last time, this time they boom it. And what was great about that is he angled it away from the return guy, not even giving them an opportunity to return that right there.
And, yeah, so now, again, can the Eagles defense come up with a stop? I just, you know, Sky, we say this all the time, but I think in these type of games, you can't spot a team like Delhi much of a lead. You know, if it's one score game right now, that's one thing. It starts to balloon from there. It's going to make it tough.
Normally, I'd agree with you, but against DH, I don't know if I do because they're all can score as we've seen. But you are right, though. This, and the Delhi defense, as we've seen, is really, really good. One of the best defenses, I believe, in our area.
Here is a handoff, and Delhi tries to run up the middle. Really nowhere to go. Clogged up there by the Eagles. Well done. Ryan Stoss was in there to make a tackle. 14-7 still our score. Again, thanks for checking us out today. Our free audio of this game is on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. I am told as well there is a video stream here on Huddle TV. Oh. Everybody wants to stream the game these days, so there is an option for you. As here's a run up the middle for Johnson. On second down and 11, grabs about 5 or 6 yards right up the gut, across the 20 out to about the 23-yard line here for the Bulldogs. Third down, a very manageable 3, I would say.
Wow, that was a nice run right there.
That's the thing with these two running backs. I mean, we saw it against Spencer, too. They just kind of wear you out.
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to sound bad about them, but it's not like they're doing anything creative. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know you're going to turn around and hand off to either one of those two, but you just have to stop it.
And you never know, too. You know, we haven't even seen a pass go to the big tight end.
And they just got him to jump.
Oh, yeah, got him to jump here.
Unless, oh,
oh.
Wow.
Looks like prior
to I did
wow.
not see
okay.
Delhi.
So they are able to get a timeout here. And so before the jump, they're able to get that timeout. So 10:36 to go here, second quarter. And DH takes a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Delhi 14, DH 7 on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports. On WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 10:35 to go here in the second quarter. WCDOsports.com. You can listen to the free audio of this game here, brought to you by SFCU. And here is a third down and short here for DA. They got the first down out to about the 35-yard line here for Johnson. Roll the chains again here, and the Bulldogs keep it moving.
Ian Johnson will have plenty for a first down there.
10.5 to go in the second quarter here. 14-7 our score. And so Cornell brings it in. From the play from the sideline, and we got a first and 10. And so here we go. Cornell under center. Drops back, wants to throw up the middle. Instead, a handoff there to Johnson at the 40, and he's brought down. And so 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 14-7 our score. And it's going to be a second down here and about 6 to go for the Bulldogs. Again, they switch ends of the field, so the Bulldogs going left to right on your radio dial here for this one. We will have the championship game for you next week as well. Another busy week. We'll be planning out, you know, where our local teams are going for soccer and for field hockey, cross countries next weekend as well, volleyball. Going to be another busy weekend. A handoff to the left side. The DH defense collapsing in there, not allowing much more. But they are chewing up some clock here late in this, or I should say midway through this second quarter.
And this is one of the things that I saw in the last game with Tioga and Spencer Vanna, and at least in my opinion what happened was they just, the ground and pound kind of wore them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. You wonder if Delhi is going to look to try and do the same kind of thing here against Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, you wonder, as they certainly love to just use that line. That's something they really pride themselves on. A handoff here up the middle, across the 50 to the 40, down to the 35 before he's tackled there with 8:50 to go in the second quarter.
And that was a different one. That was not a Cook or a Johnson, Nate. That was Jeremy Manneal.
Yeah, Jeremy Manneal with the run up the middle.
35-yard line, first and 10.
I was going to say, that's, I believe that is Cook. We did just get confirmation there. He had to switch uniforms. So Cook is wearing a new number now.
That's why no one knew that to expect that guy to get the ball. I'm used to 22 or 24.
He did switch. I thought it was him, and I'm searching the sidelines on that last play, and I said, I wonder if it's a jersey switch. And so we will have to make note of that, that Cook has now got a new number on. We do have a flag on the play here.
Delay a game.
Going against the Bulldogs with 8:15 to go in the second quarter.
I will say that these officials are putting the ball down quicker, Nate, than any official group that I think I've ever seen. They're going to get this play going as quick as possible.
Yeah, they're not messing around here, as this game is certainly moving. It's got a good pace to it. And so they're setting that ball quickly.
I mean, there's already 10 on the play clock right now, Nate.
Boy, Bulldogs really have to hustle out of the huddle. Cornell gets set, and he pitches to the far side. Here comes Johnson at the 40, 35, 30. Johnson to the 25, and he's tackled there out of bounds, very close to a first down. Wow, about a 14-yard pickup there, I would say, for Johnson.
And he does get the first down.
Yeah, he got the first down, so that was a long pickup, and they're able to move the chains here with 7:40 to go in the second quarter, 14-7 our score. Delhi leading Deposit Hancock here in the football sectional semifinals for Class D.
And you know what? I think these officials want a quick-paced game, Nate, with how quickly they're getting the ball set and the clock wound.
Yeah, they're not messing around. As Delhi again will hand off, met in the backfield though, and a great job by the DH defense breaking through there with Meade to make the tackle. And so Cook had nowhere to go. And so this will bring up a second down and long, loss of one on the play here. So again, Delhi 14 and DH 7, 7:20 to go here second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney studio, pushing all the buttons, helping us out. And so this will be a second down and 11 to go here for the Bulldogs. They're trying to make this a two-score lead. They're going to throw for the first time today. They lofted it up over the middle. It's complete, and it's in for the touchdown. They're able to find Adam Cook. He can do it through the air, too. Put six more on the board for the Bulldogs. A high, lofting pass, and they're able to do it. So Adam Cook is able to bring that in, and the Bulldogs now lead 20-7 before the extra point.
And that's what they'll do. They're going to bore you to death with the ground and pound, and just when you'd think that it's going to be that again, they'll beat you over the top with a deep pass play right there, and now extra point goes in, 21-7 potentially.
Nealis on for the extra point, waiting for the snap. It's low, but again, the hold is good. He's able to scoop it up and kick it up and in. Well done by the holder on the play, Mason Reed, and that makes it 21-7. Delhi on top of Deposit Hancock with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals, and the Delhi Bulldogs have opened up a 21-7 lead over the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Scott, your thoughts here as the Bulldogs with a two-score lead at the moment.
This is exactly what I was not thinking was going to happen with Delhi beating in the pass deep, but, you know, DH can score quick, and I have a feeling that they just might, but Delhi's defense has been real tough so far.
A nice return here by Connor Mills for DH out to the 25 as they go right to left. I agree, you know. The other thing that has hurt DH a little bit is, you know, they tried to take a couple of shots, just didn't connect. If those connect, it could be a whole different ball game. But, boy, they can strike quickly. So we'll see what they decide to do here on offense. Do they stay aggressive?
Well, you just saw right that last possession, very first play, they ran a beautiful wheel route. Guy just overthrown, just missed him. But that would have been a touchdown right there. So it's not like DH is not getting the looks that they want. They just are not executing the way that they would like to.
One wide receiver split to the right, one to the left, as the Eagles in the white with the black pants are going right to left. They throw over the middle, pass is broken up. And a nice job there by Townsend to get his mitts on that ball and knock it away. Second down and 10 coming up. And boy, Fortunato, he put so much zip on that ball. I mean, it's got to be a tough thing, a great thing and a tough thing to be a DH receiver.
It really is. And, you know, the other thing is when you're playing defense against something like that, you know, if you give just enough room, he has enough zip on it to squeak it through those tight windows as opposed to, I don't want to say your traditional high school quarterback, but the zip's not the same.
Fortunato here. Drops back, handoff. They'll try to run it up the middle, and no, Fortunato brought down. Schnabel got to him and had nowhere to go. And so, boy, this puts them in another long situation here with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. It'll be second and long. Actually, third and long, excuse me.
And, you know, this is two possessions in a row where DH has had an incomplete pass on first down and then not a great second down play and sets up third and long. I don't want to say I'm the coach or if I was the coach, what I'd do, but maybe on first down try to pick up a yard or two, something like that, make it a little bit easier as opposed to getting yourself in these third and long situations.
Schnabel chasing, and they throw to the outside, and it is complete. But Fortunato had to let that go. The rush was coming for him. They maybe get back to the original line of scrimmage as Thomas is able to haul that in. But this is going to be a fourth and long. And, again, they're at their own 28. They're going to have to punt it away. And the offense really having some sputtering and some troubles right now here for the Eagles.
They are, but I want to give a lot of credit to this Delhi defense, especially their front. The defensive line is getting so much pressure on them before they can even get anywhere. And that's what's throwing this Deposit Hancock offense off.
Yeah, Schnabel came busting through there, and Fortunato had to hit the eject button pretty quick. Punt here for DH is a sidewinder that actually hits Fortunato, and then he's able to fall on it. And so a punt that doesn't even get out of their own end, and Delhi's going to have it on the DH 40, about the 44-yard line here, going left to right. So, boy, the Bulldogs with another great opportunity here with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. And so the Bulldogs will have it again here in the maroon with the gray pants and the white helmets. DH, the white tops, the black pants, and the black helmets. And we've said it a couple of times, but now the Eagles defense, they're really leaning on them to maybe try to get a turnover or get a stop at least. Cornell, under center, wants to hand it off. A little sweep from left to right. They'll bring it down to Richardson. He gets to the 35, pushed out at the 33. Richardson on that little sweep from left to right is able to pick up about 6 yards.
We'll take the counter play off.
5:20 to go here, second quarter. Bulldogs methodical. As Phil Newman just continuing to execute the game plan here as head coach with his quarterback, Zach Cornell, the senior. And so they're deep in DH territory now, down to about the 33-yard line. And the Bulldogs with a wide receiver split to the left. And a run to the outside here for Johnson, cuts it back to the inside. Doesn't get a ton of yardage there, but he is able to pick up the first down.
Ian Johnson on the carry.
Boy, and you aren't kidding here, Sky. I'm watching the officials now. I mean, they are just really talking about, hey, let's move those chains as quick as we can.
the chain guys, I think, on this one were like, I'm not moving until they were slow on this one. But, no, they're really setting the ball quick. And I wonder if that's going to have any impact on this game, you know, because officials don't normally set it that fast.
I mean, it's very fast. Cause here's Cornell under center. Wants the handoff. Johnson hits the pile and is brought down by the Eagles defense. Connor Mills leading the play there, as well as Daniel Baker for the defense. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. And ball is set again. Going to be a second down and about 6 to go for the Bulldogs. They're inside the 30 at about the 28. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit, as we'll break down the scores from earlier, some other scores as some of these playoff games were last night for football, some were today. And we could talk about some of the local soccer and field hockey scores as well. Cornell hands off. Johnson hits the pile, rumbling forward across the 20 down to the 15, and he is tackled there by the DH defense. Well done again. Yeah, so move the chains. Across the 15 down to the 13 here for the Bulldogs. And they're knocking on the door again late here in the second quarter.
This Delhi offense right now, they're executing perfectly their game plan of ground and pound right up the middle, sometimes a little outside, but nothing too crazy. But they could not have asked for a better start to this game.
Yeah, they've executed well. They get that early turnover on the kind of the botched punt there by DH. And now they're knocking on the door again. They go back to Johnson, cuts inside. Actually, no, that was Cook, excuse me, inside the 10 and brought down at the 5 on the right wing side. And that clock continues to run down to 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Ball is set in the middle at about the 6-yard line here on the right hash. And the Bulldogs content to just take their time here, too, not really wanting to leave a ton of time on the clock for DH if they get it back, if Delhi scores. Here's Cornell under center, a second down and about 4 to go. Hands off. They go to Johnson. He's met at the line and is tackled here by the Eagles. And that was Noah Bass getting in there to get him on the hip. So a third down and about 4 to go here for DA. They lead 21-7 here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Inside the 10, again down to about the 6. And that's where DA will have this third down. And so this will be, again, the third down. And somebody jumped and we got the flag. Who was it, though?
It's going to be a false start on the Delhi offense.
Yeah, false start. Going to back him up here with 2:10 to go here in the second quarter.
And, you know, that's the first time I think we've really seen a mishap from the Delhi offense.
Yeah, this has been a very clean game so far for both sides, really, in terms of the little stuff. And so this is 2:05 to go here in the second quarter. And again, that ball is set pretty quick. Cornell's got to kind of hustle between the sideline and the huddle. He doesn't have a ton of time.
It's already with 8 seconds on the play clock, Nate.
Yeah, play clock's down to 5. Bulldogs.
I don't think the quarterback realizes.
Yeah, he's got to take a timeout.
Wow.
Yeah, they just are not having a ton of time, and they got to take that timeout. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. 1:48 to go, second quarter. It's 21-7. The Delhi Bulldogs on top of the DH Eagles on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 1:48 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Thanks as well for tuning in on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, or maybe even 92.3, our new frequency in the Norwich area. You can join us there, of course, also on the good old 100.9. So DA had to call a timeout, had gotten the play clock down to one, so now they come out here on a third down and about seven, maybe eight to go. They pitch and a run to the inside there for Johnston, and he's in for the touchdown. With 1:43 to go in the second quarter, put six on the board here for the Bulldogs. We got an injured DH player on the near side. Our score is 27-7 right now, Delhi on top. So we'll wait for the extra point, but we do have an injured Eagles player here on the near side, so we're going to step away as Johnson goes in for the touchdown. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take a quick break here for the injury on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our injured player looks like Connor Mills for DH. He's up and walking off with the help of a trainer here and one of the coaches, so glad to see that he looks to be okay for now. And so Delhi, on that play where he was injured, ran it in for a touchdown. They lead 27-7 late here in the second quarter with 1:43 to go, and we'll have the extra point attempt coming up here for the Bulldogs. So, again, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes, and stay tuned after the game as well. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands in Sydney.
And I got to tell you, Nate, I didn't know what to expect from Delhi, not because I don't think they're a good team. I know they're a great team, actually. But they didn't play last week. They had an entire week off, and sometimes, you know, you get a little rusty, but they couldn't have asked for a better start to this game at all.
Yeah, extra point is up and good for the Bulldogs, so they lead 28-7, and we'll keep it right here. Yeah, you know, their last game of the regular season ended up being a forfeit, so... You know, it could be a double-edged sword, right? You have kind of 2 weeks off, essentially, and you could get rusty, you could get complacent, or maybe in this case they were able to heal up, everybody was able to, you know, get back to 100%. You just never know quite how that's going to go.
No, you don't. It could be a combination of the two, but we haven't seen any signs of rust or anything like that. I mean, you know, they right from the very start of this game, they've been right where they need to be every single play with great execution. We saw one false start, but other than that, I mean, the very next play, they went down, they scored a touchdown. They've really done everything about as good as they could have hoped for, I think.
Well, head coach Phil Newman, known for his game plans and his grittiness and his attention to detail, and you can see all that for the Bulldogs here today, that's for sure. A good mix of just ground and pound, good physical football, but boy, attention to detail too, and just very few mistakes.
Yeah, and you know, you and I were just talking during the injury timeout, but for DH right now, you still got a minute 43 left in this half right here, and they get the ball to start the second half. So you can very quickly get yourself right back into this game and make it a one-score game should they go down and score here and start the second half with that.
Bulldogs going for the kickoff here. They kick it deep. And Nealis with a good boot all the way down to the five here. It's scooped up and brought out by the Eagles. And just nowhere to go. Good job by them just to get out to the 20 here as Persbacher was able to make something out of nothing there. But so the Eagles are going to have a minute 35 to work with. They trail 28-7.
And this is the special teams part of it right there. Delhi pinning them deep. I mean, they have to start on the 19-yard line. And this is the special teams part of it, as opposed to starting on the 30, 35, 40-yard line, something like that. A deep kick there, not even brought up to the 20-yard line. So DH is going to have to go 81 yards to find the end zone.
We'll see if they decide to try something deep. We've seen them take a couple of shots today. They haven't been able to connect. I think a big part of that is Fortunato's just had no time to sit in the pocket at all.
No, the defensive line for Delhi has just gotten so much pressure on him to start, and that makes it tougher.
Fortunato in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and they're going to drop back and throw. Fortunato to the right side, passes complete, out to the 25-30, and he's tackled there. A.J. Gonzalez with the catch and the run, but they're going to have to hustle here. 1:29 to go here, second quarter. We've seen how fast the ball gets set, and then the clock starts moving again. So DH is back in the huddle, ball out at their own 30-yard line, going right to left, with Delhi 28 leading DH with 7. Fortunato in the shotgun here again, two wide receivers to each side. Fortunato drops back, wants to throw. He's got a nice ball over the middle, but just overthrows Thomas again. Second time they've tried to go deep for him, and just couldn't connect. Boy, it's a beautiful ball, though. It's got such a nice spin on it.
I got to tell you, I like the shotgun look. It gives him a little bit more time naturally, but it also what it does, it allows him to see everything in front of him as opposed to having to drop back or fake any handoffs with everything in front of you. As soon as I get that snap, I can see where the rush is coming from as soon as I get it, because we know he's got great awareness. So as soon as he gets any kind of pressure, he can see where that's coming from and can float either way.
Delhi kind of shifting into more of a, as you said earlier, Sky, just kind of having somebody back for the home run ball here. A little less up front, more in the back here, trying to protect against that, I think. It's Fortunato here on a second and long. They'll hand it off up the middle. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Eagles as they'll run it out to about the 35. So Lucas Barnes gets the handoff. We're going to have third down at about 6 to go, 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. And again, Delhi leading DePaza Hancock 28-7. And so we'll keep it right here during this timeout. This is a big third down, as you said, Sky, coming up, because at least if they can move the chains, still give themselves a chance. They do have a kicking game, see if they could get deep enough down for that, and they get the ball to start that second half. So Some execution here could go a long way for the Eagles.
Yeah, and I really do like the shotgun look. The deepest guy for Delhi, you mentioned the pass coverage, was 19 yards off the ball. So the idea is obviously not let anyone get behind us. But playing pass coverage, I don't hate the handoff play, especially when you see guys dropping back that far. But with the way Fortunato's been throwing the ball in this game, the way we know he can, yes, he's missed a couple guys a little bit deep and overthrown just a little bit, but I like keeping the ball in his hands, let him read the defense, make those throws, and then go from there.
Fortunato here on a third down, going right to left at about their own 33-yard line, drops back, wants the throw, rolls to the right, pass is complete here near midfield, and they get out of bounds. Throws a bullet there to Noah Bass, and DH has got some life here. 51, 52 seconds left here before the halftime break. Still a lot of time for the Eagles to work with. And a great throw on the run by Fortunato.
And I like that. What they did there is they shifted the line to the right. They knew he was going to roll out to the right. They didn't even block the guy on this side. So allowing him to just have that clear path in front of him with the line, making sure nothing was coming from that direction. Great ball, and very smart by the DH player to get out of bounds to stop the clock.
So a fresh set of downs near midfield and that Sabres logo here at Sus Valley. Fortunato peers over to the bench, gets some instructions. He's got a man in motion. He barks out the play. Little handoff here to Bass. Has to cut back to the inside, and he is brought down with 45 seconds left. That clock's going to continue to run here. And DH doesn't really appear to be in much of a hurry. It runs down to about 42 seconds and now stops as a timeout is taken. So the Eagles take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds as Delhi leads to Deposit Hancock 28-7 late in the second quarter here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Here's a little trick play. Fortunato tries to go to the far side. Pass is complete there to Lucas Barnes, but Delhi sniffs it out, and the trick play doesn't work. So he went to his left and then threw back across to the right side looking for Lucas Barnes. Delhi obviously was ready for that. Maybe they saw something in their pregame prep film work, and another timeout is taken. We'll keep it right here this time. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Sus Valley High School here, the home of our Section 4 Class D football semifinals tonight. Delhi leading at DH 28-7.
And you're right, Delhi looked like they had seen that play before, and they knew it was coming because they had a player right there and close to almost making an interception, actually, but they read that perfectly, tackled him for a loss.
Yeah, they have just done a really great job of keeping an eye on all the weapons, which is not an easy thing to do. Coming in, I thought, all right, DH just has weapons all over the place. How do you just focus on one? Sure, you can spy on Fortunato or whatever, but he's just such an athlete, he's going to make something happen. But so far, Delhi really dialed in here on defense. 38 seconds to go here, second quarter. Third and long for the Eagles at midfield as they go right to left. Fortunato drops back, rolls to his left, has to throw on the run, tucks it now, and he just has nowhere to go, and he's brought down here by the Delhi defense. And they're going to say he was tackled inbounds, I think, here. So they're going to have to hustle back. Clock is still continuing to run. DH might get one more play in here. They look over to the sidelines, down to 15 seconds. They're trying to get set, and he's just going to have to throw up the old Hail Mary, it looks like, here. Two wide receivers split to each side. Ball is snapped with 7 seconds left. Fortunato rolls out, throws back across the body, and it is knocked down. Good coverage there by Delhi with 1 second left. What a throw, though. On the run, he's able to throw that about 30 to 35 yards and give his guy a chance. It's going to be a turnover on downs, though. Great throw, and Delhi will just be able to eat off the last 2 seconds of the clock.
And he said, gave his guy a chance, too. I mean, what a throw that was downfield on the move right there, but Delhi was ready and made the play and made it incomplete.
Yeah, great throw, but had to go for it. The Delhi defense was there to sniff it out. So it looks like the Bulldogs will just take a knee here to complete the great first half, as they are going to lead 28-7 here at the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here for the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Delhi leading 28-7 at the halftime intermission. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.